This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Wednesday, May 31st. Insurance companies may fuel growth in fixed income ETFs over the next 5 years. That's a prediction from BlackRock. Josh Pensner, head of BlackRock's iShares Fixed Income and Insurance Sales, anticipates that insurance companies could move more than $300 billion into fixed income ETFs over the next 5 years.
We base that on thinking about all the key changes and developments within fixed income and within accounting and potentially within regulation as well. And when you look at each part of those three pillars, we find that each one is starting to move in a positive way towards fixed income ETF adoption.
One of the changes follows a review by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners to tweak accounting guidelines. Asset managers expect the new rules to change the way bond ETFs are treated in insurance portfolios, reducing their capital requirements and making it cheaper and easier for the firms to own them. Pensner says the insurance industry faces some challenges unique to its business.
Insurance regulation is critical to the policyholders and critical to ensuring that at the end of the day, the policyholder, whether it's for auto, whether it's for home, whether it's for life, has the money to meet that obligation. And that's why we think the regulatory environment more broadly is open to hearing our story and understanding what benefits that fixed income ETFs can provide to the end policyholder, because that is the most important part of the insurance puzzle.
Pensner says in addition to providing a wide portfolio of bonds, an ETF can also provide liquidity.
Investors are really using this tool to get that exposure, to manage the risk, and to access liquidity for their portfolios. And that's really important for an insurance company, where if there is a hurricane or an unexpected car accident or healthcare claim, if an insurance company needed to, particularly if you're a small or mid-size insurance company, if you need to access that liquidity in the time of market stress, being able to sell the ETF might be one of the few ways to obtain that liquidity so that at the end of the day you could deliver the cash to the policyholder to meet your obligation.
BlackRock's forecast would represent a 39% jump in the more than $750 billion market for bond ETFs. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.